What if our modern obsession with specialization is actually holding us back? In The Polymath, Waqas Ahmed challenges our deeply ingrained belief that we must choose a single path in life. Throughout human history, our greatest innovators and leaders weren't specialists, but versatile thinkers who moved fluidly between disciplines. Leonardo da Vinci didn't see himself as separately practicing art, engineering, and anatomy. He perceived a unified web of knowledge where each field illuminated the others. This polymathic mindset wasn't exceptional, but natural to human cognition. Our contemporary hyper-specialized world represents a profound departure from how humans naturally think and create. As AI increasingly masters specialized tasks, our uniquely human capacity for versatile thinking across domains may be our most valuable asset and our salvation. Humans evolved as ultimate generalists. Early survival required versatility. Tracking animals, identifying plants, constructing shelters, creating tools, and navigating by stars. Archaeological evidence shows humanity's greatest achievements weren't created by narrow specialists, but by individuals with multidimensional skills. This natural versatility continued throughout history. Renaissance Italy exemplifies this, with its culture valuing overall ability over specialization. Martin Kemp estimates 13 different modern professionals would be needed to replicate Leonardo's combined skills. Similar traditions existed across cultures, from Persian hakims to West African griots, Chinese junzi to Mayan intzat. Even working-class people demonstrated remarkable intellectual range, with American farmers reading Greek classics while plowing and Scottish weavers participating in autodidactic culture after factory shifts. What we now celebrate as exceptional Renaissance men were actually the norm throughout most of human history. Our modern tendency to typecast historical figures with singular identities reflects our specialized mindset rather than their actual multifaceted lives. History's most influential figures have overwhelmingly been polymaths, whose multidimensional understanding enabled transformative contributions. Great leaders are inherently polymathic, synthesizing diverse information and connecting seemingly unrelated factors. Muhammad ibn Abdullah rose from orphan shepherd to become a spiritual guide, military commander, statesman, and encyclopedic thinker. Frederick II earned the title Wonder of the World as both a conqueror and a polyglot, poet and patron of arts. This pattern extends to intellectual giants who shaped our understanding of the world. Ibn Sina, Avicenna, produced the Kitab al-Shifa, spanning multiple disciplines from logic to metaphysics. Charles Murray's research found that 15 of the 20 most influential scientists in history were polymaths, a finding reinforced by studies of Nobel Prize winners. Even in fields associated with specialization, polymathy has prevailed. Thomas Edison held 1,093 U.S. patents across diverse technologies. Steve Jobs transformed multiple industries by connecting engineering, design, marketing, and finance. Florence Nightingale revolutionized nursing, pioneered statistical visualization, and wrote extensively on subjects ranging from medicine to mathematics. How did we transition from a world where polymathy was natural to one where specialization is the expected norm? This shift represents one of the most profound transformations in human cognitive history, and perhaps one of its greatest mistakes. The specialization paradigm emerged through social, educational, and ideological factors. Division of labor, while necessary, has been amplified through European feudalism and Western industrialization. By the 1800s, academic disciplines became institutionalized, knowledge compartmentalized, and professional specialization spread globally. Our education system perpetuates this problem with an outdated Victorian model built on linearity, conformity, and standardization. Knowledge is presented as fragmented information without unifying frameworks. Children learn subjects without understanding their connections to life or each other. The system pushes talented children into premature specialization, causing what psychologists call multipotentiality, anxiety when multi-talented pupils must choose between passions. Specialization persists largely due to the belief it provides security. Jack of all trades, master of none, warns against versatility. Yet this contradicts both our evolutionary heritage and economic reality. Humans are naturally non-specialized, adaptive creatures whose advantage lies in versatility. Princeton economist Ed Glaser found that labor market diversity drives economic growth through cross-industry knowledge spillover. With job security vanishing, career advisors now recommend multiple career paths as an essential survival strategy. Specialization persists largely due to the belief it provides security. Jack of all trades, master of none, warns against versatility. Yet this contradicts both our evolutionary heritage and economic reality. Humans are naturally non-specialized, adaptive creatures whose advantage lies in versatility. Princeton economist Ed Glaser found that labor market diversity drives economic growth through cross-industry knowledge spillover. With job security vanishing, career advisors now recommend multiple career paths as an essential survival strategy. The journey toward polymathy begins with reconditioning our minds from the specialization paradigm through six interconnected components: understanding oneself, individuality, continuous inquiry, curiosity, nurturing various abilities, intelligence, moving between knowledge spheres, versatility, connecting disparate fields, creativity, and unifying knowledge, unity. Individuality starts with introspective self-discovery and rejecting conventional paths when necessary. Curiosity drives the polymathic journey, a characteristic embedded in human biology regardless of background. True curiosity requires open-mindedness to consider new ideas despite established convictions. Versatility, moving seamlessly between unrelated domains, is the fundamental feature of the polymathic mind. Many polymaths compartmentalize projects, switching lives throughout their day. This switching provides psychological rejuvenation and helps overcome the diminishing returns that plague specialists. As economist David Eastburn noted, as you pursue a certain activity, the added satisfaction eventually diminishes, suggesting that maximizing total satisfaction through a mix of activities is optimal. The ultimate polymathic insight is that all fields of knowledge are fundamentally connected as part of one unified whole. This holistic perspective was the norm before the European Enlightenment, when disciplinary boundaries weren't rigid. Ancient Egyptian, Greek, Roman, Christian, Islamic, Hindu, and Mayan philosophical traditions all embrace this unifying worldview that encouraged polymathy. Leonardo da Vinci exemplified this perspective, seeing disciplines as an interconnected family. Music may be called the sister of painting, and moving fluidly between subjects by recognizing their natural connections. Modern scientists like E.O. Wilson continue advocating for this consilience, or unity of knowledge, which gives ultimate purpose to intellect and represents the natural state of the human conscience. Context, understanding phenomena in relation to their surroundings, is essential to polymathic thinking. Modern neuroscience validates holistic thinking through the complementary roles of the brain's hemispheres. The right hemisphere sees things as a whole and in their complex interdependence, while the left looks narrowly and in isolation. When both hemispheres work together, what Roger Sperry called unified consciousness, creative breakthroughs emerge. As we face unprecedented challenges, from climate change to artificial intelligence, the polymathic mindset becomes essential for survival. In our information-flooded world, the challenge isn't access, but navigation. E.O. Wilson notes, "We are drowning in information while starving for wisdom." The polymath's ability to synthesize becomes crucial, seeing the whole as greater than its parts. With automation threatening 47% of American jobs, according to Oxford research, humans must establish their irreplaceable uniqueness rather than competing as inferior machines. AI will eventually handle information processing and technical specialization, leaving biological minds to combine knowledge into uniquely human wisdom. The polymathic revolution offers personal fulfillment, unity, and creativity. It represents resistance against systems that benefit from human specialization and ignorance. By embracing our natural cognitive versatility, we reclaim our humanity and prepare for a future where adaptability and holistic thinking become our greatest assets. This path isn't about becoming another Leonardo da Vinci. It's about reconnecting with our innate capacity for multidimensional understanding. The polymath isn't a relic of the past, but the prototype for humanity's future.